for a minute to the book of Romans, where we were in Sunday school, chapter 1. Perhaps we could look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace and mercy. So help the children, the teachers and helpers, and God, deal with all of us in these special days. And our God will thank you in each and everything, and for each and everything in Christ's name. Amen. As we shared in Sunday school, just picking up the mood, remember now that humans, all humans, from Adam on down, have a wonderful sense of God. It's built into them from the start. And we share together in verse 19, that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. So God makes every human being God conscious. Now, what are you going to do with God's consciousness? Are we going to honor him? Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, nations, their thought process, and their foolish heart was darkened. So now, when they knew God, they didn't want to know God. And the evidence is there, verse 20, all of material creation shows a wonderful Creator. All of the power, as we shared, his wonderful power is awesome. From the taking just a illustration, taking a little acorn seed and making a giant tree. Only God can do that. Wow. So now, and they're without excuse. And, verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So, people, everyone in the world that's born is made conscious of God. And God does it. So, he wants to be known and understood. And the human heart, somewhere in the process of being born and growing, rejects that knowledge, rejects it. And therefore, it is going to be absent because they have put it aside and rejected it. Now, that helps us. Over to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. And may I pick up, remember now, context, the Greeks or the Gentiles, verse 20 and following. The Greeks or the Gentiles wanted to, at the Passover, coming there to worship, heard and understood the wonderful presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. They wanted to see him, wanted to know him, meet him. Philip and Andrew take the Greeks, the Gentiles, take them to the Lord in the midst of all the crowd, the apostles. The Lord doesn't answer the question. He mentions what they, if they're ever going to know God, they're going to have to know him because of his wonderful work on Calvary's cross. Verse 23, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. He had to go to the cross and die. If you're going to meet him, you're going to have to meet him there. Now, or remember now, and then he uses illustration 1, 24, 25, the third illustration, 26. This is how you're going to know me and meet me. How are you going to understand who I am, what I've done, and your responsibility and accountability. Now, so, having said that, now they're all there, and he turns very publicly, all around him, he turns very publicly and begins to speak. Now is my soul troubled? And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this hour, for this cause came I unto this hour. And remember the hour, we shared all that together. The hour has come for his crucifixion, to drink of the cup that had to be in the Father's will for him to take it. Now, and we shared together in particular there, it was an awesome thing, because terrible. His death. He was going to go and bear a horrible exercise of bearing the punishment and sin punishment for our guilt, for our sin. We're sinners, and sin separates us from God. He's going to be separated from God in that wonderful time at the cross from noon to 3. Going to be separated, literally separated. He, the Son of God, God leaving his humanity all alone to bear the sin. Whose sin? Our sin. So when he went to the cross, he took each human being, and the Greeks and the Gentiles, Philip and Andrew, he took all of their sin. So if you ever want to know him, you can't know him. They could never know him. The apostles could be fed by him, healed by him, protected by him, but they could never know. God, in all of his wonderful person, is contained in the person of Jesus Christ. Apart from him, they could never know that. They could never enjoy the wonderful presence and person of God in a very personal way. They could not do it. It would not happen. Now, so here's the God that he makes himself known to every human being. And then the human being, as they process grow, they turn away to follow the rest of the humans. And thus he had an awesome experience he was facing. Horrible, horror, as we shared. To bear your sin and mine, the sin of the whole world, in his own body in the tree. All at once, separated death, punishment, the wrath of God, the curse of God was upon him. Now, having said that, verse 27, now he goes from that, and remember now, John doesn't speak of Gethsemane. John doesn't do that. Matthew, Mark, Luke will speak of Gethsemane. John doesn't speak of Gethsemane. This is it, really. This is where he looks at the, not my will, but thy will be done. Now, having said that little bit, here in verse 28, he now continues out loud. They're all there, and he's talking to God the Father. Now, and he's talking, who's the one that sent him? God the Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God sent him. And they understand, God sent him to what? To die. Who's he talking to? God. And they're all standing around. And as he talks to God. And they're all there, listening, exposed to the experience. Verse 28. Father, glorify thy name. And then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Now, if you were standing there and you were a Jew, now remember the Jews, we're going to come back to that. Remember the Jews have given up that God doesn't speak and God doesn't say anything. So could you ever hear God? No, never hear God. Never hear him. And maybe an angel could come, but to hear God, never happened. They didn't believe. They didn't believe that was possible. He's just a man. He can't possibly. And here he is demonstrating for all the people, he's going to talk to God, and he's talking to God. And the Father says, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again, his name, his life. Now, in the verse 29, and the people therefore that stood by heard it, they heard it, and that it thundered, remember we read in Job 37, thunder, God's voice, thundering, powerful, Others said, an angel spake unto him, because they couldn't figure out how on earth could this happen. And he heard a voice. Now, having said that, keep that in mind, and we're going to look at that little word of interest, I trust, that came a voice from heaven. Now, the word voice in the Greek language gives an articulate sound, voice, normal, natural speech, sound. When people talk, they express themselves with words, sounds, voice. That's how they express themselves. Remember, our Lord on the cross cried with a loud voice in all kinds of ways, the voice. Now, having said that little bit, keeping that in mind, and when you go into the Old Testament, you have the word to call aloud, and it's the word for voice, for sound, calling aloud, voice, sound, same as in the Greek, voice and sound. Now, so that's what it means. So when it says in verse 28, there came a voice, a articulate, understandable voice in a clear language that they could understand. And our Lord's talking to God the Father, and he's doing it. Now, all these people are there, and thus, what are you doing, God? Lord, you're demonstrating what? You're demonstrating that who you are and why you're going to go to the cross, and you're talking to the one who sent you in your wonderful humanity, born in Bethlehem of Judea, gave you birth to go to the cross. And you're the God, the Father is the author and the instigator and the administrator of all of that. So all listening, and here's God. Now, and they heard a voice. That's what I want to do first. Because I want to be able to help you understand, to be able to listen to God and talk to God. We say, pray. When you pray, do you understand what you're doing? You're talking to God, perhaps. So, now, I'm going to just do something, exercise you, so that you understand now, the Jews didn't want to hear, and hold your finger. No, you don't have to hold the finger. Hebrews. And if I can, in Hebrews chapter 12. And may I go directly to get the point, speaking now in the light of the context and everything, 12 and 19. And the sound of a trumpet, I'll read verse 18. For you were not come unto the Mount Sinai, that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, the voice of words, there's your word voice, which they had heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. And it wasn't. I don't want to hear you anymore, God. And you don't. All gone. There's no God. Now, exercise. Over, if you would, please, to Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. And if I may pick up in thought, Genesis 3. And remember now, Adam and Eve, and as I go back in history, back to the beginning. I'm going to follow history like we did in Sunday school, all the way down. I'm interested about God. God, you said everyone knows, and they have a right to know you and honor you. That's right. So now, God, I'm interested how it works. How has it happened? Genesis 3, Adam and Eve sinned. And in verse 8, and they heard, H-E-A-R-D, heard the voice, there's your little word, of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. They hid themselves. Now, verse 10. And he said, God, and the Lord God, verse 9, called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? God, and Adam's going to answer. And he said, I heard thy voice, you did, in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Now you weren't seeing God, you weren't listening to God. God is infinitely infinite. The whole creation of everything is in the middle of God. So how can we see God? Well, you don't. Not that way. No, not that way. But, God, are you able to communicate? Oh, quite well, quite well. Now, verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearken unto the voice of thy wife, etc., and the curse is the ground. Now, in the process, so Adam and Eve start off, you're listening to God. Slide over quickly to chapter 22. All kinds of way, we're just going to get little dabs just to get the fragrance of this. And once you get the fragrance, dear friend, it's impossible not to see it. And you'll understand the problem. Why can't people hear God? Why can't people talk to God? Why isn't God personal? Chapter 22, Genesis, and in may I go to verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time, and he said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hath not withheld thy son, thine only son, that is pleasing, that in blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of thine enemies, etc. Verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. You heard what? Did you hear what I said? Said God. Did you hear me? That's the question. Remember, think of the New Testament. He that hath ears to hear, what? Let him hear. To each church, the Spirit of God said, are you listening to me? Now, in the light of that, over if you would, on our way quickly, chapter 26. And in chapter 26, picking up please in verse 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Abraham, Noah, Adam, do you all hear? We all heard. Now, is there any written word? No, there's no Bible, just God and people. And God communicates. That's what's God doing. Moses isn't going to write anything. He's God's penman. God isn't going to record anything yet. They're all here and God. Genesis 6, all the people on earth and God. No question. They just were going to ignore him and do what they're going to do anyway. Now, having said that, over if you would to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus in chapter 3. And you would recall, may I go directly in the light of Moses, which you would call Exodus chapter 3, picking up, please, in verse 4, at the burning bush. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to see. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. No problem. And so God, chapter 3, verse 13, the end of the verse, God, Moses wants to know how to give the name of God to the people of Israel. And what is the end of verse 13? What is thy name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14. God said unto Moses, his name, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me. That's what you're going to say. Now, no question. Chapter 19. So God, you're all the way. Want to do business? God wants to do business. And when they do, God communicates quite well, quite adequately. That's how you got your Bible, by the way. How could Moses possibly write about that which had already taken place? Do you know what a problem God has in trying to help you understand something? He has a wonderful way of knowing it all and never forgetting. He gives it exactly as he said. And Moses rewrote. That's all. That's because God is God. Now, chapter 19 and verse 3. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, etc., you're going to be a peculiar, special people. No question about it. Verse 16. It came to pass in the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightning and thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. In other words, the loud thunder. God, can you say something loud enough for us to hear it? Yes. Yes, I can. When I speak, everyone's to hear. And thus, if I may, in verse 17, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether, the bottom of the mountain, lowest part of the mountain, etc. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in the fire, and in the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Verse 19, and when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder and louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. So now, you can't miss it. Chapter 20. And verse 18, remember the Ten Commandments? And all the people saw the thundering and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off, understandably. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. We don't want to die, Moses. Don't want to die. And you're sliding down, even down to picking up in verse 22. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. So everyone understand, voice, sound, words. Do you understand? Yeah, you can't miss the setting. Thunder, lightning, it's loud. Anyone, you'd have to be, where would you be? You can't miss it. And help them. I'm God telling the people of Israel from heaven. They all understood that. Now, picking up if I can, Deuteronomy chapter 4. And picking up in chapter 4 and in verse 10. Chapter 4, verse 10. Especially that Moses rehearsing Mount Sinai a year earlier. Verse 10. especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, Mount Sinai, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. So, you people are going to say, are you going to hear God? Absolutely, absolutely. Verse 11. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto me, unto you, out of the midst of fire. You heard his voice, the voice of the words, and saw no similitude, you couldn't know. Only ye heard a voice. That's right, we heard the voice. No question about it, we heard the voice. Chapter 30. No, let me do one more before I get him. Go with me there to verse 30. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto his voice. So when they're all scattered in the Assyrian captivity, the Babylonian captivity, ultimately then, and the Titus Roman destruction of Jerusalem. When you're all scattered, wherever you are, if you turn to me, you'll hear me. I'm going to listen to you. You listen to me. That's a pretty good deal. Uh-huh. Now, and thus, verse 33. And did ever the people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard, and live? Who on earth has done so? Verse 36. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon the earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire, rehearsing over and over again. Chapter 5, verse 22. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the midst of the mount, out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tablets of stone, and delivered them unto me. God, you did that. Uh-huh. You can read and write and speak. Absolutely. Verse 23. It came to pass, when he heard their voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that he came near unto me, even all the heads, ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. Verse 24. And said, behold, the Lord God hath showed us the glory, his glory, his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. Verse 25. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord thy God, our God anymore, we're going to die. We don't want to hear it anymore. Nope, no more. Chapter 30. Now, remember, they have the Bible. They have the book of Moses. The books of Moses. Deuteronomy is written by Moses. That's what you're reading. And they were given this by Moses in the last year before they crossed the Jordan. Chapter 30, verse 2. And it shall return unto the Lord thy God, and obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul. You're going to go. Verse 8. And thou shalt return, and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. You're going to do that? Uh-huh, I am. Verse 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. In other words, you have it right in front of you. I'm quoting it. I'm saying it. All the elders are going to repeat it to you. They're going to say it over. How far away is the hearing of God's word? Right next to you. You heard it right at Mount Sinai, and now you're hearing it. We're reading it over and over. Oh, you're reading it. That's right. And it isn't far away. It isn't distant. Thus, verse 12, it is not in heaven that thou should say, who shall go for us up to heaven? We don't have to go to heaven to get it and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. That doesn't have to be done. It's right in front of you. Verse 13. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? It is. You don't have to go a great distance and find it and get it. Verse 14. The word is very nigh, near unto thee. It's in thy mouth and in thine heart that thou mayest do it. I'm having you, remember they did at Mount Ebal, Joshua and them? 12 tribes, 6 tribes and 6 tribes, Mount Gerizim, and they went at each other and they gave all the blessings and the cursings. And all the people, men, women, and children, shouted it out. Do you guys have the Bible? Yes. Do you know a verse of the Bible? Yo, I know, I can quote a verse. Good. Good. You have my word. You have it. My word. Can't be clearer than that. Now, and verse 20, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God. That's why you're going to choose blessing and not cursing, life and not death. Verse 19. Verse 20, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, be glued unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Wow. Now, all of that's wonderful, 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 wonderful. God's wonderful, wonderful word. Now, one more before we move. Over, if you would please, back over to Leviticus. Leviticus in chapter 1. Leviticus in chapter 1. Now, may I go to verse 1. 1:1. And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them. So here's Leviticus, as you know. And as you know, and you turn, chapter 4, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying. So here they are going to say, at chapter 6, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I'm going to skip for time, because we, for time's sake, I'm just trying to get to the point. Chapter 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, okay. Chapter 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, chapter 25. Going ahead. Chapter 25. And in verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses out of Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them. Okay. Chapter 27, the last one. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them. Now, what would you know? Leviticus came from where? From God. Over and over and over and over again. God spoke, and they heard. Now remember, they don't have a Bible yet, in that sense. Now, I want to get that in focus. Over to the Gospel of John, chapter 5. The Gospel of John, and chapter 5. And may I go, if I can, over to chapter 5, verse 42. 5 and 42. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. The Antichrist, they will. Verse 44. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? In other words, you're all about each other instead of God. God. It isn't about me, or you, or anyone else. God, it's about you. Listening to you. That's right. And if we're going to listen to everybody else, then we're not going to hear you. Verse 45. Do you think that I will accuse you to the Father? There is one that accuseth you already. What is that? Even Moses, in whom you trust. You said you believed in the law of Moses, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You believe. For had you believed Moses, which said over and over again, Genesis to Deuteronomy, God spoke, God said, God said, listen, obey. Verse 46, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. If you had paid attention, I spoke to them and told them, but they didn't believe. They didn't want to hear. They didn't want to understand. Verse 47, but if you believe not his writing, how shall you believe my words? You aren't going to believe me. You don't believe the rest of it, which is how clear can it be? God spake, God spake, God spake, God spoke. So how can you miss that? Now, in the light of that, if you don't hear that, then I don't expect you to hear what I say, said the Lord Jesus. I don't expect you to listen. You should know. This is how I feel. I don't care how you feel. No one, God doesn't care how you feel. God cares how you think. Now, thus, in the light of that, dear friends, in the light of that, if you would, oh, to Psalm 29. Psalm 29. I'm just going to take one thing to illustrate. Psalm 29. Picking up, if I may. Remember, you read all this in Job 37, 1 through 14. You read it in the scripture reading. Read it again when you get home. Thunder, thunder, God, God thunders, God speaks, God's voice. That's with Job. Abraham. Are you guys stupid back then? No, not at all. Do you have a Bible? No. Do you have anything? No, we have us and God. And God speaks. Aha. Verse 29, David. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord, remember the people said in John 12, it thunders. That's right. If you don't have an ear to hear, all you heard is that loud noise. You don't want to hear. God said if you would listen, but you don't want to hear. So all you hear is a noise. Haven't you ever heard that? People talking, 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 and you hear the noise. You choose to hear the noise. You didn't hear what they said. They said it so loud, you didn't hear it. Now, thus, verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful, the voice of the Lord is full of majesty, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon, great trees, verse 6. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. Now, how could you miss God? Are you communicating God? Absolutely. Over and over and over again, in a thousand different ways. I'm trying to say something. Are you hearing me? No, all I hear is thunder, a lot of noise. Have a heart to listen, and you will hear me. He that hath an ear to hear. But if you don't have an ear to hear, it's just a lot of noise and thunder. Wow. Now, so having said that, over, if you would please, in your Bible. Oh, we did, Hebrews. Over, if you would, to the Gospel. John, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. And if I can, in chapter 10. All kinds of places, but John chapter 10, picking up, if I may, in verse 33. The problem, the Jews didn't believe God would say anything. Now, how could you be a Hebrew, a Jew, a priest, and think that God doesn't say anything when you're reading the Old Testament, the prophets, they over and over again, God, you speak clearly, sufficiently, and do it. That's how we got the Bible. Hang on. Chapter 10, verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, just a man, makest thyself God." How can you be God? You're a man, like us. And God doesn't say anything. God isn't like us. That's, we don't know him, and we do our little thing anyway, but we don't do it with a knowledge of God. Nope, we don't do it that way. Over, if you would, to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. In Hebrews chapter 1, may I go directly, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers, how so, by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us, how so, by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. He did it. So he's the Creator. That's right. God the Son, in the perfect humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can meet him. You can meet the Creator. You can meet God. Remember in Romans 1:25? Knowing that he is the God of truth, you honored him not as God. You wanted not the Creator. We don't want to know. You're without excuse. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And God, you have something to say, and everyone stand at attention and listen. And now, chapter 2, as you know, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Wow. So, God, you, last days you have spoken unto us by your Son, and thus we're reading. We read it and see it, and the Lord, you just said it. If they aren't going to listen to Moses, they certainly aren't going to hear me, and they didn't. They didn't. They crucified you. They aren't going to do that. So now, Psalm 81. Again, all kinds of ways to do this, but getting a point across. Psalm 81. May I go to verse 10. You know it. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. And the people would not hearken to my voice. You gave them instructions, open the mouth, and you would put in all that they need. You are all that they need. Open your mouth and I'll feed you, satisfy you, sustain you. Open your mouth so I can put it in. Receive it, receive it. Verse 11, but my people would not hearken unto my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them up unto their own hearts, lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me and listened, and Israel had walked in my ways. I sooner would have subdued their enemies, turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever, the good time for them. He would have fed them with the finest of wheat and the honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied them? I would have done all of that for you, but you just weren't in the place to listen. You didn't listen, did you? You didn't hear. Now, open your mouth wide, and I'll fill it. But they wouldn't listen to the instructions. They didn't hear the instructions. Open, and I'll fill it. John chapter 1. Gospel of John chapter 1. May I go directly, please, if I can, to verse 13. Well, no, I'm going to do verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now here he is. Now, and what are you going to tell the people? Tell them. They needed to what? They needed, verse 11, he came unto his own, the Jewish people, and they received him not. They rejected him. They didn't want to hear. God doesn't say anything. Whatever. And now, if you go over there, what a sad situation. Here's Israel. If you just look to God, and you do, people pray, right? People pray. When foxhole prayers, when things are big crisis in life, and people say, pray, someone pray. Normally, what do you mean pray? Pray to whom? How do you pray? Well, I don't know, but the prayer, someone, he's out there, that's right, you know he is, but you don't ever know him. And now in a crisis, you're bankrupt in solution, you're going to have to look to God. That's right. Pray, 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 pray. Wow. Wow. Now God, here we are, looking to you, and the Word was made flesh. So when, verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power, the right, the privilege to become the sons, the children of God, even to them that believe in His name. So open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Or, update it. Receive me as your Savior. Receive me, like you eat food and water. Receive me as your Savior. Receive. You know. John 3. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and what? If anyone opens the door, I will what? I will come into you. As many as received Him. Open your mouth wide. They wouldn't do it. Do you get the instructions? You want to get saved? You got to receive Christ as your Savior. Did you hear it? Otherwise, your mouth shut and they would not hear. God, we need to receive you as our Lord and Savior. That's right. No big deal. It's a big deal, actually. We need to receive you as our Lord and Savior. No question about it. So God, here we are. Now, thus, over John chapter 5, we need to receive you. John chapter 5, among others, and you will know, please, verse 24, 5:24. Verily, verily, most assuredly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. What is the Lord doing in John 12, 27 and 28, 29? He's talking to God directly, and God's speaking to him. I will glorify, and I have glorified, and will glorify. And everyone's sitting there. It must have thundered. They didn't have an ear to hear. But boy, God says, I want you to know the authority, the author of this whole business. Why is anything created in the first place? Because God is going to honor himself before angels, before humans, before sin. God, you're going to honor yourself in a personal way, and you're going to go and deal with humanity and angels. You're going to deal with them in a very personal way. So God, here we are. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now, what do I need? Do I have the Bible? Absolutely. Now, how do you know the Bible is true? How do you know that that's true? You know, and I could give you things that you'd be stuck on, and I'd give you a couple of years to think about it, and you'd still be stuck in it. You say, well, there's error. No, it's copied. When you copy something, didn't you ever copy anything? Take notes? And then someone took your notes? You were talking to them, and by the hit the third person taking the notes, it gets hard, doesn't it? It gets hard. You aren't sure of what is going on. So God, how do we protect ourselves? And I can tell you those things. I know them. So I need a problem. You should have a problem. Bible errors. No, not at all. Not at all. How can I miss looking at God's word? How do you miss it? You're in the presence of God, who gave it. And when I read it, and you read it, you're reading it in God's presence. Now, God knows where a verb should be different or something else. And you don't have to figure everything out. God has given it. Our Lord Jesus Christ confirmed it. So that's enough for me. Enough for me. And therefore, God, when I read in your presence, did you hear me, God? God, I hear you. I hear you. He that heareth my word. I'm reading it, God. I'm reading it. He that heareth my word and believeth hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, is passed from death unto life. God, thank you. But if there's no God, it's just words. And you're trying to figure out words. But you're in God's presence always. So when you read in God's presence. God knows exactly what he means and what he has said and what he's going to do. And we're trusting him. Aren't we? And God, you're going to do it. Wow. I hear you, God. Do you hear me? I do, God. Are you paying attention to what I said? I am, God. Are you going to argue? No. Debate? No. Dialogue? No. Nothing to say, God. You said it 1,000 times. If you heard me, obey my voice. Follow my instructions. Follow my recipes. Follow my remedies. Follow what I'm saying to you, and I'll take care of it. Do you understand? That's believing God. He that cometh to God, with Hebrews 11:6, he that cometh to God must believe what? That he is. And if you don't believe that he is, how can God reward you diligently because you believe who he is? For him to be who he is to you, as you read his word, here he is, and God, we're looking to you. Now that's very, very odd, what we just said. Because too many people read the Bible and want to talk about this and that apart from God. And if you're listening to God, we don't have any dialogue and debate right now. All we want to do is, what does it say? And that's what I want to understand. And that's what I want to honor. I don't want to have a big discussion. I'm not going to have a discussion on it. It's what he said. You don't like it? Wow. So isn't that what we do, dear friends? We're looking to give God credit for who he is and what he's doing. And God, looking to you, we're going to honor you. You got to help us because our old nature is lousy. So you got to help us. So God, that's what you're going to do. And you're an ever-present help. And you're going to grace us with your grace, like we mentioned in Sunday school. That's nothing of us, it's all of you. So God, you're going to be to us all that we are not, to be to us and for us, so that we can be all that you want us to be. And God, inch by inch, we're going to travel down the road, and God, you have to help us. It's a wonderful thing, God. Thank you very much. Where would we be, God? And remember now, back in John, we can't go back there, John 12. And the Lord is going to say at the end, I said all of this out loud for your sakes. I didn't need to say a thing out loud. I wanted you to hear God speak. That's what I wanted you to do. So you know who I am, and that you'll listen to God by listening to me. Anyway, I hope you got a little bit. It's not hard. You just have to give God credit. You don't fight God, and don't get all upset when people say this and that. Hang on there. Everything is answerable in the right way. So don't get hung up with this and that. Stay with it. God help us. Our Father in God, we thank you for your grace and kindness. And God, it's an awesome thing that you care and that you're here and that here we are. How far is the word from us, like in Deuteronomy, like in Romans 10? God, your word is right here. So God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your personal presence. Thank you, God, that we don't have to guess at what you think, what you want. God, you say it clearly, simply, wonderfully, so that we can understand and proceed forward in a way that honors you. And God, that's all we ask. That's all we want. We want to get, we may stumble through it all, but God, we want to stumble. At least we're going to stumble to get through it, to honor you. And our God, we're going to thank you very much in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you for that. You may want to turn in your Bible, if you, in your hymnal, if you would.